This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Angeline Tay. MAP is the largest program in Southeast Asia to grow a community of regionally focused startups. The four-month accelerator program is a magic initiative that aims to connect entrepreneurs from the ASEAN region to work together. So tell us more about this program. We have Michelle Tan, director of MAP at Magic, with us today. So welcome.
Hi, Angeline. Thanks for having me here today.
Okay, now, you know, why is there a need for MAP in our ecosystem?
So, you know, our ASEAN leaders were here recently for the ASEAN Summit, and they did sign the declaration for the ASEAN community, but pretty much in the entire region, it's very, very fragmented. Each country has their own language, their cultures, infrastructure, policies, legal frameworks. This is kind of a way that we want to use to gel the whole ASEAN region together. And Malaysia on its own is really too small. Most investors will overlook Malaysia when it comes to looking for a deal flow. So what we want to do is we want to make sure that we can build very strong and sustainable regional startups coming from Malaysia that can serve the ASEAN market. Malaysia has been proven as a great test bed for startups because we have a multicultural and multilingual heritage. So we can actually develop products for the Asian market, targeting, you know, India as well and China, as well as halal products that can target the Muslim markets. We have a very affordable talent pool relative to some of our more pricey neighbors. We also have a very vibrant ecosystem. There's an article recently published a few days ago by Forbes. It's a report by SeedStars World putting Malaysia as one of the top 10 countries to launch your startup. We also have a history of private and public exits. We have startups like Dropstreet and iProperty and FlexiRoam that have gone on to either list or been successfully acquired. So MAP basically complements all these existing efforts by other government agencies, private sector participants, as well as other existing magic initiatives such as our educational and exposure programs, by running this accelerator program.
Okay, and I read that MAP is actually modeled after Startup Chile. Why specifically Chile though?
So Chile and Malaysia are historically really reliant on natural resources, and we have a very similar population size in relation to the region. So the Chilean government took a really bold move about 5 years ago to attract these early stage entrepreneurs that were getting kicked out of the US because they couldn't renew their visas. So what they did is they offered them $40,000 of cash and a 1 year visa to come and build their startup out of Santiago, Chile instead. And what they found was that within 3 short years, they successfully put Chile on the startup ecosystem map. They got in 15,000 applications coming in from 65 countries. Virtually everyone in the world suddenly knew that Chile was a great place to build your startup. They also emerged in one of the top 20 startup ecosystem locations in 2012, and they have their acceptance rate actually rivals that of Y Combinator, which is often ranked the top accelerator in the world. So since Magic is really interested in ecosystem building, we've decided to focus on this sort of critical mass as well. And that's why we're taking in the 50 startups rather than most of the commercially driven accelerators, which take in 10 to 15 startups per cohort. So we did sign an MOU with Startup Chile, and they were extremely, extremely generous in sharing their experiences with us. What we've done, however, is we've localized the program, taking into account, you know, our stakeholders as well as the regional context. For example, we do not give out cash to our startups. What we do instead is we make it really frictionless for them to come and join the program. So we cover operational costs, things like the visas and flights and accommodation, and we even have monthly stipends so that they can give 100% of their attention, fully focused on growing their startup.
And so what's the highlight for this year's MAP? Because it's the first year that MAP has been launched, right?
Yep. So this is really our very first time running the program, and it's something that we built from scratch. It's completely untested, completely new. So it was really, really great that we had a very strong private sector support as well. From all our mentors that came in, we have over 100 mentors, our partners, the investors. Basically, the entire program couldn't have run without them, because Magic basically just serves to pull all these people together, mm-hmm. pull the startups together, pull all these people together and run the program in that sense. Us alone, we have the hardware, but we really need the software in order to make the whole program work. So for instance, our benefits partners, we have Microsoft, Google, Amazon Web Services, Grab Taxi, PictoChart, you know, basically everyone that you can name it, they came together and they're offering each of our startups that are accepted into our program over $250,000 worth of benefits. So they get things like cloud hosting, stock images, billing, testing services, and etc.
Right. So who are these participants?
Basically, we have 50 startups per cohort. We take in 60% Malaysian startups, and 40% can actually come from anywhere in the world, but they have to be looking to build a product for targeting the ASEAN market. So out of this bunch, we have a really diverse cohort for the first batch. Close to 40% of them are actually working on something e-commerce, which is really trending in the region. We also have the 19% working on software as a service, 15% working on things like social media and content, and the remaining split between mobile and hardware. There are various levels of maturity as well. Some are starting out versus some have been in the market for a couple of years. For example, we have Money Lover from Vietnam. They're a personal finance management app and they have over 2 million organic downloads. We have Tanimac, a team of Malaysian brothers, and they've developed a seeding tool to help farmers be more efficient. We also have Quran Academy all the way from the US. They have developed an app to help you memorize the Quran. And they recently won an entrepreneurship award in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.
Wow. So you said that they have to stay in Magic Cyberjaya for 4 months. And what happens during the 4 month long stay?
Yep. So the first week is pretty much spent on orientation and onboarding. And we split the cohort, because it's so many of them, into platoons. Each platoon has 7 to 8 startups, and we assign them to a pair of account managers. This platoon sort of serves as a support group, and they meet up on a fortnightly basis and discuss any issues and challenges that they have, and they work on some activities as a group as well. In addition, the startups also have to set their key metrics, sort of the numbers they are looking to grow over these 4 months, and they have to report these metrics to their account managers every week. In a typical week, Mondays and Tuesdays are really content heavy. They have lots of talks coming in from our mentors. There are pitch and grill sessions where they pitch and get lots of feedback from mentors, as well as one-on-one office hours. We also host a series of route-to-market days where we matchmake some of the corporates with our startups. Right. So for instance, you might have a bank route to market day where we invite all the banks as well as all the startups that are working on products that the banks might be interested in. This could be fintech solutions, CRM solutions, queue management, and things like that.
Mm-hmm. You were saying that they have to find out their key metrics, and I read that acceleration relies on the 3 primary factors, which is the mentor's curriculum, tracking milestones, and introduction to potential investors or partners. I mean, I just want to focus on the tracking of milestones, right? I mean, how many milestones can you make in 4 months?
So we're not really trying to emphasize on the quantity of milestones. During the first week, we really drill down that they should be focused just on one milestone. So say, for instance, if your milestone is monthly revenue or if it's monthly active users, it really depends on the nature of your business. We want you to really double down all your efforts on growing that one milestone. And what we've seen is that we've had, on average, our startups grow month on month over 40% on their key metric. So this is really promising, and they were pitching this their growth story basically to the investors. We had over 150 regional investors attend our demo day, and they are looking to actually raise funding from these private investors to continue on their growth for the next 12 to 18 months.
Mm-hmm. And finally, this I'm sure MAP will be continuing next year as well. How can people apply for this program?
So we have an online application form which requires some information about your startup, your team, why you want to join the program. So our first round actually received over 600 applications from 26 countries. We will be opening up the next round of applications again in January for our second cohort. And in 2016, we actually plan to run it twice a year.
And any criteria, like some tips for those who are interested to apply?
The startups that we're looking for have to already come in with a ready product, and it's preferable if they have some validated traction. We evaluate these applications based on 3 main criteria. First of all, is the team. Secondly, the product, as well as the potential market. We run these applications through a 2-stage selection process, and it comprises of people from Magic as well as external parties. We actually accept teams from all around the world, so I just want to make that clear. So you don't have to just come from an ASEAN country. We've had teams from US, I mentioned earlier, as well as far away as from Uruguay. So I would really encourage everyone to put in their applications in January, and we're really looking forward to the next cohort.
All right, and then the website would be?
Sorry, the website is accelerator.mymagic.my.
All right, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Angeline, for having me.
I've been speaking to Michelle Tan. She's a director of MAP at Magic, so you can log on to the website at accelerator.mymagic.my. Thank you for listening, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. Or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.